Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of Grits in the Gospel. My name is Reverend Katie Griffiths, and I'm so thankful that you are joining us today. Today's going to be a little bit different. We're going a little bit out of order because the rest of my worship team at Bethlehem is out of town this weekend, and so we are going to celebrate All Saints Sunday next week. You will hear that service and that sermon next week. And this week's verses are for next week. So we're just swapping them. And we give each other a lot of grace at Bethlehem. And I know that you will give yourself a lot of grace this week and give us some grace too as we move through this season. This is the 24th Sunday after Pentecost. It is the Sunday for All Saints, but this is going to be the verses from Ordinary Time on the 25th Sunday. Let us come together now in a posture of worship as we reflect on the verses of the day. The Lord be with you and also with you. Our Old Testament lesson today comes from Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 through 9. It speaks of how we should live a life inside and outside of our homes that is faithful to the commandments of God. Now, this is the commandment, these statutes and the ordinances, that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you are about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that I may go well with you and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them down on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us come together now as we recite the things of our faith. In the Apostles' Creed, friends, what do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray together. Dear Lord, we come to you today humbled by the commandments that you entrust us with, blessed by the scripture that you breathed life into. Help us to keep those commandments and live out that scripture in all that we do inside and outside of our homes. Let us honor you and your Son, the one who taught us to pray these words. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In her poem, Coming Home, Mary Oliver speaks of what it's like to see the place she calls home come into sight. As I read her words, think of how your own doorway is that home for you to pass through. When you're driving in the dark, on the long road to Princeton, when we are weary, when the buildings and the scrub pines lose their familiar look, imagine us rising from the speeding car. Imagine us seeing everything from another place. The top of one of the pale dunes or the deep and nameless fields of the sea. And what we see is the world that cannot cherish us, but which we cherish. And what we see is our life moving like that along the dark edges of everything, headlights sweeping the blackness, believing in a thousand fragile and unprovable things, looking out for sorrow, slowing down for happiness, making all the right turns right down to the thumping barriers to the sea, the swirling waves, the narrow streets, the houses, the past, the future, the doorway that belongs to you and me. Hear now the words of Jesus in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "What commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and beside him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.'" When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared ask him any question. The word of God, for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, let these words be inscribed on my hand, on my head, and in my heart. Let the inspiration that you gave me overflow my vessel so that others may see you shine. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Much to my family's dismay, I have a tattoo. I got it not to make a statement or as a piece of artwork, although it is beautiful. I got the tattoo for me. It is technically upside down so I can read it for myself. I put it in a place that could be easily covered. It stays that way like it is a little secret that I have. A special part of my faith that is personal and quiet. It is a reminder to myself that I am not alone in this life. It peeks out at me just when I need it most. It is the inspiration that I need to live life to the fullest. My wrist tattoo is that scripture reference that has been a reminder of where my strength comes from on days when I don't feel strong enough at all. Zephaniah 3:17 is full of inspiration and hope. Each part of the verse gives a different way to guide us through the hard days of life. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. He will calm you with his love. He rejoices over you with singing. I don't know about all of you, but there are plenty of times in my life where I desperately need a warrior to save me. When I'm at the end of my rope, when I have no more to give, God is the mighty warrior that I need. I often forget about that. I often forget that about God until I've hit rock bottom. No matter the situation, he's the only one that can save me. The next part of the verse reminds us that he delights in us. We bring him such joy. We bring him just as much joy as he brings us. There's some days when I feel like I've done everything wrong, that no matter what I do, that I'm too much for people. I'm too loud, I'm too chatty, I'm too sassy. But this verse reminds me that even when it seems like people don't think I'm delightful, God sure does. He calms you with his love. In the storms of life, I need him to be the place of calm. I need him to be that safe harbor. Somewhere I can go for protection and care when life is whirling all around me. God is the one place that is safe. When nowhere else seems like it is. But it is that last part that really makes this verse special to me. He rejoices over you with singing. It is the only verse in Scripture that talks about God singing about us. Can you even imagine the perfectly pitched sound of God singing? And it's about me. How he delights in me. That idea is humbling and powerful and tender. He sings about me. And he sings about you. What a gift. This one verse encompasses everything I need and call out for and sometimes even cry out for when the chips are down. When I need him most, he provides safety and love and calm and singing. This verse is fixed on my wrist to remind me of all those things. I love the idea from the Jewish tradition of the mezuzah. We see the idea first in our text from Deuteronomy and then again in the verses emphasized by Jesus and Mark, love God and love your neighbor. I hope that you've not gotten too tired of me saying it over and over, but it's at the heart of all we believe. The basis of our faith is our love of God and then how we show it to others. The one way that our Jewish brothers and sisters show that is by bringing to life Deuteronomy 6:9. The mezuzah is a cylinder that is affixed to their doorpost and contains verses from the Torah. They touch it when they come and they go from their home as a reminder that whether inside their homes or as they go out into the world, they should live by these verses. What a beautiful way to bring Scripture to life. When we look at verses 6 through 9 of that passage, we see all of the ways we should keep these ideas sacred. Keep these words that I'm commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you're at home and when you're away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem to your forehead. Write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Heart, voice, mind, head, hand, and doorpost. We are called to keep these commandments in every aspect of our lives. Carry them with us in the words we say and the deeds we do. Pass them on to our children and live them in our houses. take them out into the world and live them with our neighbors. Now, I don't think everyone needs a tattoo across their forehead of this text. Well, I mean, sometimes I think it may be warranted, but not necessarily. We see that in our own Christian tradition in Ash Wednesday service, when we affix the cross and ashes on our forehead or our hand to show the world that we carry the love of Jesus with us. And I do see it on my wrist every day as a reminder that my warrior God is with me and is there every second of my life, especially when I need him to calm me or sing about me or fight for me. It reminds me once again of that beautiful Jewish prayer that remains my favorite. You remember it? I've used it often, but it always seems to be appropriate. It says this: love God with all the power of your heart, with his yearnings, its passions, with all you hold dear in life, and with the fullness of what the world gives you. Wrap these words around your deeds as a holy garment and let them shape your home into a dwelling place of peace. Wherever you go, scatter the words like seeds. Let them be drops of water on the thirsty earth. Seal these words upon your heart, that their sacredness may permeate your being, coursing through your veins, melting body into soul. Let them shape our home into a dwelling place of peace. By touching these sacred scriptures, when they come and go from their homes, the mezuzah reminds people in Jewish homes of just that. Imagine if every home focused on those texts from the Torah, the one that Jesus repeats in Mark. Which commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, "The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." If every one of those of us hung those words at our doorposts, on our hearts, and voiced them each day, what kind of world would we be living in? What beauty can come if we celebrated those words each day, but also those of our favorite verses? For me, it would be to love God and love my neighbor. And then when the world seems to be crashing down, the reminder would be that I'm not alone. My mezuzah would have Zephaniah 3:17 imprinted on it as well. Mary Oliver spoke of it at the end of her poem about her home. She says that we should live a life believing in 1,000 fragile and unproven things, like the idea that God sings about us, that we should care for our neighbor by looking out for sorrow and helping them find joy by slowing down for happiness. Mark yourself and your home as a place where all of those things happen, where love lives, where we remind ourselves and our families that the best way to live is by following the two most important commandments. I have for you today, or I hope you will find today, a piece of paper that you can write down Mark 12:29-34, already typed out for you, already written out. Write it over and over if you need to. But also I want you to add a verse after that Mark verse, whatever your favorite scripture is, whatever you hold dear, what scripture has helped you and guide your life. Write that down underneath those words from Mark. Take it with you. Put it someplace special. Put it by your door in the drawer, right by your back door. And think about it every time you pass by. Put it in your wallet and carry it with you wherever you go. Let it be a reminder of that Jewish tradition of hanging mezuzah but something that we make our own. That same idea that every time you come or go, you will be reminded of the commandments. That your home will become a place that those things are held sacred. That you will keep them close to your heart by writing them. That they will be fixed by your hand, and by reading them, they will be an emblem on your forehead. Amen. As we go out into the world, let us remember to touch our mezuzah, whether it's in a drawer by our door, whether it's written on our hearts or in our heads. Let us be reminded every single day of the two most important commandments of loving God and loving our neighbor. And for ourselves, let us remember our favorite verses, whatever they may be, that we can take those things with us as a comfort and a joy, and that will be part of our sharing happiness with the world. Because in life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.